The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 226. Every year, Mark Gunn takes a small group of Celtic music fans to exotic locations around the world. They don't travel in big tour buses and see everything. Instead, they stay in one area. They get to know the region through its culture, history, and legends. Plus, they hear some great Celtic music by Mark Gunn and other Celtic artists. In June 2015, they are going to go to County Donegal and the Great Giant Causeway. You are invited on a magical experience that will bring love of Ireland deep into your soul. Subscribe to the mailing list and join the Celtic Invasion today at CelticInvasion.com. Thank you.
Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast, and here are your hosts, the man that doesn't own a single pair of pants or tights, Mark Gunn, the gatekeeper of the fairies and expert in all magical creatures, Tony Autumn.
My name is Mark Gunn. I am your host and a Celtic musician, and you just heard Clandestine with Lucy Cassidy from The Ale Is Dear. Now, this show is dedicated to the Celtic musicians who are performing at Renaissance festivals. Years ago, I was at the North Texas Irish Festival, and I heard a woman exclaim, "I can't believe all these people are dressed in Renaissance festival clothing. This isn't the Renaissance fair." And she was right. The Renaissance had little to do with the Celts, but what this narrow-minded woman failed to realize is that there are a great number of people of Celtic heritage who love to reenact their heritage at Renaissance festivals. When I first started performing at Renaissance festivals in 1999, I didn't realize how much Celtic music was a part of the festivals. You have bagpipe bands, harpers, people singing Irish drinking songs. Many of the vendors display Celtic knots and artwork and clothing. I've worn a kilt at Renaissance festivals for over 15 years. Now, I just finished a six-week run at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival, so I thought it'd be a good time to share some of the awesome Celtic music that you can find at Renaissance fairs throughout the nation. Just like the first band there, Clandestine, they actually got their start performing at Renaissance festivals, and now they've exploded way past that. Here's another awesome band from the fairs. This is Empty Hats with Ina Sheer Air, Scarce as Tatties, and Black Nag from Greatest Hats.
Thank you. story. A little bit gory, a little bit poppy, a little bit sad. Of Lily the Pink Ant, her medicinal compound, and how it slowly drove her mad. Meet Ebenezer, thought he was Julius Caesar, so they put him in a home, and then they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's Emperor of Rome. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Meet Johnny Hammer, had a terrible stammer. He could barely say a word, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's seen but never heard. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Freddy Klinger, the opera singer, who could break glasses with his voice, they said. So on his tonsils he rubbed medicinal compound, and now they break glasses over his head. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Mr. Frears, who had sticky out ears, and it made him awful shy, so they gave him medicinal compound, and now he's learning how to fly. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. And Uncle Paul, he was very small, he was the shortest man in town. So on his body he rubbed medicinal compound, and now he's 6 foot, but it's underground. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. Lily died and went up to heaven. Oh, the church bells, they did ring. She took with her medicinal compound. Hark the herald angels sing. Bum, bum, bum. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of the
Savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case. We'll drink a drink a drink to Lily the Pink, the Pink, the Pink, the Savior of
the Savior of
the human race. She invented medicinal compound, most efficacious in every case.
Thank you.
walking all the day, near tall towers where falcons build their nests. Silver-winged they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breasts. Saw black hat against the sky, with twisted rocks that run down to the sea. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Laughing all the day with true friends who try to make you stay. Telling jokes and news and singing songs to pass the night away. Watch the Galway salmon run like silver, dancing, darting in the sun. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Saw one touch a bow to play a reel that seemed so grand and gay. Stood on Dingle Beach and cast in wild foam, we found Atlantic bass. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I saw a land where no one has to fight. Waking in the dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light. Lying where the falcons fly, they twist and turn, all in their rare blue sky. Living on your western shore, saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. And sang a song for Ireland.
After Empty Hats was Brobdingnagian Bards with Lily the Pink from Brobdingnagian Fairy Tales. Then came Celtic Stone with Drowsing Maggie from Celtic Stone. Then Craig of Farrington with Song for Ireland from Lute Etouffee. And finally, Albanach with Drinking Catalucci Kool-Aid from Bare Knuckle Pipes and Drums. Yes, all these groups perform or performed at Renaissance festivals. I think that most of them actually are still at them. In fact, my group, the Brobdingnagian Bards, we won an award just this weekend for, you know, best musical performer at the Louisiana Renaissance Festival. And we're barely even performing these days. Now, I do have a cold, so thus my hoarse throat, so I apologize for I picked it up at the fair this weekend, sadly. It was the final day, and I had a great time. I learned so much performing at fairs, and it really has been a solid base about how to perform, how to sing, especially, you know. A lot of singers don't know how to sing out, but when you perform outdoors, acoustic, I mean, totally unplugged, you learn to project your voice, and it's a great skill to have for any musician. I notice a lot of guitarists, when they sing and play, the guitar drowns them out, and I'm like, it drives me crazy. Of course, I play an auto harp, which is not a traditional musical instrument or a Renaissance instrument, but it is a singer's instrument, and it works great for singing Irish songs and whatnot. I actually wrote a great one at the beginning of the fair, which I'm going to share in the future. It's called Slanchava. It's a fantastic, fun song to hear. Let's get on with the news.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
All right, and now the news. The Renaissance Festival Awards are over. That means you guys can't vote anymore, and the minions are hard at work adding up all of those votes you did turn in. The winners will be revealed on our February show in a show special, as well as be published in Renaissance Magazine in March. And that is our sponsor for the Renaissance Festival Awards. Finding Fugly at the Medieval Fair of Norman, TNG, will take place March 27th through May 29th at the Medieval Fair in Oklahoma. You can find a link to that on our Facebook page. As many of you know in the fair community and who have performed, the fair community is always in support of the Rescue Foundation, and the Rescue Foundation helps promote and maintain the health and medical welfare of performers who do Renaissance festivals, historical performance, and other artist events throughout the Renaissance festival year. They also cover education. If you are not a fan of their Facebook page, go over and look up Rescue Foundation. That's R-E-S-C-U Foundation. Or you can go over to their website at rescuefoundation.org and support them today. An interesting article I came across was Shakespeare's Curtain Theatre, unearthed in East London. The theatre where Romeo and Juliet were first performed was recently uncovered in Shoreditch, centuries after it was demolished. And you can find out more about that very interesting story if you're a Shakespeare fan. There's a link on our Facebook page for that. Also, some of you might have seen over on our Facebook page something called the 7 Camping Hacks, a Borderline Genius. This is a very helpful video and quick little guide for people who are camping out at Fest. And as always, if there are any fans or musicians that would like to have their music on the show, please check the website and click on Submission and find out how you can submit your music and CDs to the show. And as always, also, if you are a Renaissance performer and you would like to let us know your performance schedule for the new segment, you can always call the castle at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. Or you can email it to us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com. Or you can always post it on Facebook. Now that will do it for the news this week. And now back to somewhere else in the castle.
Let's get on with the music. Next up is Rambling Sailors with Royal Oak from Ports of Call.
As we were sailing out on the salt sea, we hadn't been gone months, but two or three. When we saw ten sail of Turk, all men of war, full big as we. All down your colors, you English dogs. All down your colors, do not refuse. All down your colors, you English dogs. All your precious lives you'll lose. While our captain, being a valiant man and a well-bespoken man was he, let it never be said we died like dogs, though we shall fight most manfully. Go up aloft to cabin boy and mount the mainmast atop so high, or to spread the news to King Henry's fleet that will run the risk or else we'll die. Well, a fight began about 6 a.m, and went to the setting of the sun. And at the rise of the next dawn, well, we saw 10 ships, we didn't see but one. But three we sank, and three we burned, and three we caused for to run away. To Portsmouth Harbour, for to let them know we'd won the day. If anyone there should inquire as to our gallant captain's name, well, Captain Will Bounder was our commander, and the Royal Oak was our ship of name.
Thank you. the sea to the rocks near the desolate landing. As though it had known she stood there. For she has come down to condemn that wild ocean for the murderous loss of her man. His boat
I'm sure you don't want to know. It's an innocent question, but I would just as soon let it go. But thank you for asking. Everyone's laughing, sometimes it's just so hard to see why everyone's laughing, everyone it seems but me. But thank you for asking. I just say thank you for asking. I'm doing fine. The life of the party, I've never been that, that's for sure. But I used to like parties, and now I'm the first out the door. But thanks for inviting me. And all my old friends, it hurts to see that they see that I'm not doing well now, and I'm not how I used to be. But thanks for inviting me. Just say thank you for asking. I'm doing fine. Thank you for asking. I just say thank you for asking.
After Rambling Sailors was Nightfire with Red Haired Boy and Kitchen Girl from Anadetophobia. Then came Merry Mischief with Lament of the Fisherman's Wife from Scallywags, and Nancy Daily Green with Britches Full of Stitches, John from Delia's Hearth, and then New Minstrel Review with Thank You for Asking from Far and Away. There's a whole bunch of great songs. That's what I love about the music. You find that these Renaissance festivals, they're so varied. There's so much incredible music that's coming out of fairs, and it's growing each and every year. It just totally blows my mind that You hear Renaissance and you think, well, this is going to be Renaissance music, but it's not. Actually, it's a lot of fairs, you'll find everything from Stan Rogers to the Pogues. You find a lot of great music. So go visit a Renaissance festival and check out some of the awesome music.
All right. As always, we want your comments and suggestions. You can always email us, music@renaissancefestivalmusic.com, or you can give us a call at our castle. But this time around, we got a comment from Bill, who writes, "My family has been going to the fair since it was King Richard's Fair. I have always enjoyed walking the grounds with a beer in my hands and just taking it all in. Our family has been good to vendors. When we went in 2014, the beer prices were $6 for one plastic cup. We already paid to get in. I will not be taken advantage of by paying for overpriced beer. When we saw the price, we left. My wife, kids, and grandkids will not be back if the prices stay so high. It was fun while it lasted. Disappointed Bill." Well, Bill, we're sorry to hear that, but I have also seen the prices of many food, and not only beer, but food like the pickle I have seen has traveled up to $1, and a lot of prices have also increased. My suggestion is you might want to contact the fair that you saw that and let them know. As far as I know, the reasons for the price rise was because Kristen has been just drinking too much of it, and they can't keep up with the demand because Kristen just keeps drinking all of the supplies. So hope that helps you answer that. And that will do it for feedback, as far as I know.
Let's get back to the music. We got some more to come. Next up is Abby Green with "My Johnny Was a Shoemaker" from Fig for a Kiss.
My Johnny was a shoemaker, and dearly he loved me. My Johnny was a shoemaker, but now he's gone to sea. For to reef the topsails up against the mast, and to sail across the sea. Stormy sea, and sail across the stormy sea. His jacket was a deep sky blue, and curly was his hair. His jacket was a deep sky blue, it was, I do declare. With pitch and tar to soil his hands, and to sail across the sea. Stormy sea, and sail across the stormy sea. Someday he'll be a captain bold, with a brave and gallant crew. Someday he'll be a captain bold, with a sword and spyglass too. And when he has a gallant captain's sword, he'll come home and marry me. I do declare, with rich and tar to soil his hands,
It was in the month of January of the hills clad in snow, and all the hills and valleys are to me true love I did go. It was there I met a pretty fair maid with a soul tear in her eye. She had a wee babe in her arms, it her did she cry. Oh, cruel was me father, well he barred the door on me, and cruel was me mother, well this fate she let me see, and cruel was me own true love, well he changed his mind for gold, and cruel was that winter's night pierced me heart with cold. Oh, the higher that the palm tree grows, well, the sweeter is the bird, and the fairer that a young man speaks, well, the falser is his heart. He'll kiss you and caress you until he thinks he has you won, and then he'll go away and leave you all apart. Another one. So come all you fair and tender maidens, a morning take by me, and never try to build your nest atop of a high tree, for the roots they all wither and the branches all. And the beauties of a fair young man will all soon fade away. It was in the month of January, and the hills were clad with snow.
After Abby Green was Leah Jorgensen with Butterfly from Peace, Love, Harp. Then came Time Away with Month of January. And finally, Haggis Rampant with High Road to Gerlach, Brown-Haired Maiden from their album Tree. They were actually featured in the Bagpipe Celtic Christmas special a few weeks back. And of course, as always, I want to remind you to support the artists in this podcast. How can you do that? You can buy their CDs. download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them. We all greatly appreciate your support. And we're going to finish up this show with The Merry Wives of Windsor and The Lass of Ockham from Happy Endings. I hope you enjoyed this special feature on Celtic music from the Renaissance festivals. Sláinte.
If you'll be the lass of Ockham, as I'll take you to be, tell me the first token that passed between you and me.
Oh, don't you remember that night on Yonling Hill, when we both met together? I am sorry now to tell. Oh, the rain falls on my yellow locks, and the dew soaks my skin. My babe lies cold in my arms. Lord Gregory, let me in. Oh, the rain falls on my heavy locks, and the dew soaks my skin. My babe lies cold in my arms, but none will let me, let me in.
None will let me.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast was produced by Matt Letter, Tony Artem, and Mark Gunn. If you enjoyed the music you heard today, visit our show notes at renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Show your support, tell your friends about the great music you found, and we will see you at the fair. Sláinte.